Okay, folks, it's the Golden Record Show here at CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Oh, my gosh. Guests in the studio tonight is very lucky. And, oh, boy, did we ever all have to jump through some hoops when it comes to the rain and the big storm we had today. You guys made it, I'm glad to say.
Yeah.
Good. So, hey, guess what? We're going to have a really super-duper show tonight. We have Mark Podbevsek and Victoria Parker in studio. So as you know, we're going to have lots of good yakking away about dance, social dance. It's a little mini-series about social dancers based on the Golden Record. I know Mark really perked up his ear, talked about the Golden Record because it has a great history of, you know, what it means and all the cool things about space and stuff. We'll see how that goes. Okay, the first thing we're doing is play some song. And the first song, is this your song, Victoria?
This is both of our songs.
This is our song.
Okay, yes. Who wants to speak to it? Just say a few words.
This is the song that saved Mark and I's first date. It wasn't going the greatest.
Yeah.
I am a giant Beatles fan. And Mark impressed me with some Beatles trivia that I did not know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Related to this song.
Okay. Go ahead and play. We'll be back, folks. Stay locked in. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.ca.
This is Petra, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
My goodness, folks, we've had some technical stuff. My computer is going, what's that shortly thing called on the screen there? What is that, Gizmo? It says it's downloading?
It's thinking.
So we're going to let that thing spin around, and we'll move on with our show here, and hopefully our system will catch up with this downloading of that music that we're looking for. All right, so this part of the show, anything else? So the Beatles, of course, no one's ever seen them in person anymore. And I think their music is no longer copyrighted, right?
Oh.
I think anybody can play it.
Yeah. Anyone can play it.
I'm not too sure.
No, they are famously litigious.
That's true. And, we have our own challenge here at the station because of that, too, because we're limited to how much stuff we can, when and if we can play certain things. But we can because we have a license. So it's a very dynamic situation with today's media, I must observe. So that's good. Beatles, anything else you want to add to it? Do you guys, did you buy all the CDs with the Beatles on it? Are you real fans of all that stuff?
I have all the CDs, multiple versions, multiple copies. Every new release, I get it. I have seen Paul McCartney in concert 3 times
no
now.
No way. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more, please.
So, first concert was in 2005. Fantastic experience. I went to it with my dad. My dad got me into the Beatles.
Yeah.
And then saw him again in 2010, and then just this past November, both times with Mark, and the concerts are just phenomenal. We are so lucky to be in Canada where he plays Mull of Kintyre. He will only play Mull of Kintyre when he can get a live pipe band.
Can you imagine being the opening act for Paul McCartney? Do you remember who it was? Who was a?
Oh, he hasn't had opening acts. His opening act was 1962.
Okay. Typically, with a headliner, you have somebody that warms up the crowd.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What a thing. Oh, my goodness. Yep. All right. So this part of the show was we get to know our guests a little bit more. And you guys want to tell us a little bit more about, like, how many people sit around a Christmas family feast at your home?
So our family Christmas dinner tends to be with my side of the family.
Yeah.
We have about 20 to 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is one of five. I have lots of cousins. It is definitely an experience.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Any traditions at Christmas? There's somebody that specially is making the cranberry sauce or something?
My one aunt always makes onion casserole.
Okay.
Yep. That is the big one in our family. Mm-hmm.
Gift exchange? Does everybody get a mad blast of all kinds of presents flying everywhere? Do you have like a little draw thing to do?
We do a little draw because there's so many of us, and we've recently gone to gift cards, and that is perfect. The young kids under 16 get their own presents, and they love it.
All right. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go try to play another song again, crossing our fingers here. What's this one? Whose choice is this one?
This one was Mark's.
Mark's.
Oh, okay.
It's Tutti Frutti.
Yes. So the way we did it, because we have to choose five songs, is I chose two, and then Victoria chose two, and then we chose one together. So Obladi Oblada was the one we chose together because of our first date, as Victoria has kind of mentioned about. So this song is Tutti Frutti by Little Richard.
Okay.
I started playing the piano when I was 6 years old, and I can't exactly remember how that happened, whether it was me insisting that I wanted to play or my parents putting me in piano lessons, but either way, that happened, and I eventually got into the Royal Conservatory curriculum. Anyways, I still at a young age wasn't quite sure where this would be going.
Right.
However, I saw Little Richard on Sesame Street, and I'm pretty sure he's been a guest on multiple episodes of Sesame Street.
Mm.
And I saw him, and I'm like, that's it. I want to be a piano-pounding maniac. So a lot of my future piano direction, in the realm of jazz and blues, has been a result of, you know, being inspired by watching him on Sesame Street sing and play.
Okay. Yeah, he jumped on the piano. He really took charge of it, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Standing up most of the time, too.
Okay, we're going to try playing this. There's a problem. I'm just going to cue up another song on my own playlist here. But here we go. Victoria, take it away.
Womp, bomb, bloom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, toot-a-boot, oh, rude.
Okay, that's we're having trouble there. I'm going to play something from my own collection right now. It's the Rock House Parts 1 and 2 from Ray Charles. Here we go. Thank you.
Hey, it's Vicky, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Hi, this is Poor Charlie, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicollet. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
And folks, that's what we tried here at CKMS 102.7, tell you what's going on locally. But tonight, we decided that the storm knocked out Spotify and YouTube tonight. Because my machine is getting some of those things, but is that our best guess, folks?
Yeah.
So we're still going to go through all the songs that our guests suggested. We'll try to play them for a bit, see how long they go. And that's our excuse. So we'll do the best we can. All right, this is the third part of our show, and I'd like to ask my guests, hey, what do you do? And, like, do you have, like, some hobbies you like doing? Do you got some job you like to talk about? Some cause you like to do? Who wants to start?
Mark can start.
Oh, of course. Volunteer me. Yes.
What do you do, Mark?
What do I do, Mark? Well, I studied mechatronics engineering at the University of Waterloo and was fortunate enough to get a job right out of graduation with my company my friends had started a year prior. And I worked there for over 15 years. At the beginning, it was just seven, eight of us. And we were acquired a few years ago, and we were in the 200s, I think, in terms of employees at the time. So my professional life since graduation has been that.
Engineering. That
engineering,
sounds pretty
cool. Yeah.
Robotics.
Yeah,
we definitely want to talk about the music part. Let's save that for the next section. So, so what else do you like doing? Are you you like to go rock climbing or something, or do you?
Oh,
like
no, I'm afraid of heights. I've tried. I can't do any of that stuff.
Do you still play piano?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
On and off, unfortunately, but recently it's been on. So
nice.
That's good. Yeah, it's like I can't really talk about music or dance because I assume that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show. So I'm trying to think other than that.
Yeah. No worries. Well, that's Victoria. If something comes to mind, we'll circle back. So Victoria, tell us, what do you do?
I am a adult figure skater, and I coach can skate with the Kitchener-Waterloo Skating Club.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think you travel with that as well from time to time.
I do from time to time. I compete. I do competitions across Ontario. And then earlier this year, I did my first international competition in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Any other things? Are you a jogger by chance, or do you like to... are you a secret a kitchen freak and you're making all kinds of fancy hors d'oeuvres? What else do you like to do?
I'm an exerciser. At the gym as much as I can be. Mark and I run a couple 5Ks a year. We hike. We do all sorts of things.
Do you have a big old library with every book from the beginning of time, or are you liking to read newspapers and short articles?
More short articles, and I think I can speak for both of us. We're more music people.
Right.
Yeah. Our record collections are getting relatively bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just for fun, what kind of records do you pick up? Really interesting. Oh, Beatles, of course.
Beatles. I have a thing for picking up rare Beatles albums.
Where do you like going shopping for new things? The five and dime stores, the Play It Again Sam stuff, second time round stuff?
A lot of antique stores lately.
Mm.
Yeah. I've found a lot at antique places. And some of it lately has been coming from collections that people are getting rid of for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
If something comes to mind, then we'll circle back and catch those topics in the fourth section part of our show. Things that your host didn't ask the dumb guy and you want to talk more about. That's good. Let's try some more music again.
Okay.
Excuse me. So what do you got queued up for us here on the next one? Is it Fleetwood Mac or something, I think, on our schedule here?
Yep. Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
That's your song?
That is my song.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was looking back, and trying to think of my earliest recollection of music.
Yeah.
And so this song is off of Fleetwood Mac's album Tango in the Night, which came out in like 1987. And then the song Everywhere was released, I think, near the end of the year. So I was maybe around 2 years old at the time when it came out.
Right.
But I really liked it, and like my earliest memories of music is literally my mother singing me lullabies and this song.
That's
so
a good one.
It's very special to me. Yeah, also, yeah. Christine McVie, who wrote and sang it, passed away a few years ago. That I was saddened by that, but her music lives on.
Is it possible to see Fleetwood Mac yet? Are they still going? Would you like to go see a concert with them guys? What do you think?
I think they are still going.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Sure. We should ask Google.
Google will know. Yes. But I became a lifelong Fleetwood Mac fan, literally.
Yeah, nice. Good.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to some other ideas for music. Well, first things first, we got to make sure it plays. Let's everybody say a silent prayer, and Victoria, please click the go button there and see what happens. Dear, dear, then gremlins are chasing us down tonight. But you get the idea, folks. Perhaps when I get this podcast, I'll throw those things in there another later on. Let's just listen to something here. I got my thing. This is a Slim Gallery tune called Communications. We'll be right back. Stay tuned in. Thanks.
If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram. Also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message to you. Pony Express, airmail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication.
Hi, this is Lauren, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7. We're on the Rogers Digital Network at 946. or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
Okay, folks, wow, it's going to be every show is an adventure, and this one's none this very same. We are having trouble getting an internet connection here tonight. So we shall carry on this style and fashion, and Mike, you did a great story about the Why You Like Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. Victoria, is this on your, do you like this kind of music too, or is it what, rock and roll, is that your thing?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a little bit of everything, so got super into rock in high school, grew up listening to Motown and swing and
all that good
all
stuff.
All of that, yeah.
Okay, so this part of the show is, we're talking about the social dancer. That's what this is, a mini series on the backs of our main show line, which is the Golden Record. So I'd like to ask the guests. No, first of all, I want to talk to Mark. Mark, yeah. You had an adventure swing dancing. You want to tell us about that? New Hampshire.
Yeah, okay, you're trying to hint it to me. Yes. Yes. So there's a dance camp in the New Hampshire bush called Swing Out New Hampshire. It's basically, it's an adult camp. It's held at a what is normally a children's camp. But the event rents the camp for the last like 4 or 5 days before they close up for the winter. And it's all about swing dancing and adjacent dances. So you have classes during the day. You have live band dances during the night. You have all sorts of other activities. And it's just great fun every year. This is going to be the fourth year, or this was the fourth year that I went, and I always have a great time there.
There's a lot of people go to that one. Is it like 300 or 400 people there?
Yeah, it's definitely in the hundreds.
Yeah.
And I think this year was year 28. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely. I think it's pretty. I'm pretty sure it started in the 90s, in the late 90s, by a gentleman named Mark Kapner, who he said his two favorite things are swing dancing and camping. So he wanted to create an event that puts the two of them together. Yeah. So that was the genesis of that.
So the I want to add a backstory to that. So when you get doing a lot of dancing, one of the things you might want to do is go to exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell us a little bit about exchanges maybe?
Yeah.
You have a local scene and then you...
Yes, that's right. So exchanges are dance events. They're usually no classes. It's just... social dancing, usually all day, usually with live music as well. And it's an exchange because people from different scenes, from different cities, from different areas come together and basically dance with each other and share with each other because each scene is very much different.
Mm.
Not all scenes are identical. So, yeah.
It's a real learning experience.
It is.
Yes. And so yeah. I think most dancers should aspire to go to exchange. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Because, I mean, with like Lindy Hop being a street dance, there's no standard way to do it, and there's no standard of instruction. There's no syllabus. So everyone teaches it differently. So depending on where you learned, you might only know certain moves and that some other people might not know, or you learn to do it one way, whereas the other place they do it the other way. So the point of the exchange is to mix and mingle these to make better dancers out of everyone.
Very nice, well said. Before I forget, our local scene are called Hepcat Swing.
Hepcat Swing, yeah,
and they're on over there on off of Herb Street.
Herb Street, yeah, in Uptown Waterloo.
Yep.
And they meet
every Monday. We have a social dance every Monday,
and there's an exchange or a workshop coming up.
There is a blues and Balboa Stew with a fantastic teacher from Montreal coming in.
Yeah, Resch?
Dan Repsch, yeah.
Yeah. So folks, hopefully you're listening and excited by swing dancing, and that for our listeners who don't, we'd love to see you. So let's hear some more about our visitors tonight about their dance story. So first question I'd ask you both is, what kind of dancing were you doing? What were you doing before you did Lindy Hop?
You have a more obvious answer, so you can go first, but I have a longer answer.
Okay, so before I started Lindy Hop, I've been doing ice dance pattern dances basically since I was a child, and to get better at them, because they are based on ballroom dances, I took up ballroom dance. And then started Lindy Hopping when I met Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. So a little bit of already some dance stuff going on.
Oh yeah, yeah. And even now, I still venture out into different genres. Been playing with some Latin and some for an off-ice class. We take ballet, so.
Very nice.
Adding it all in together.
And Mark, yourself, what were you doing before you became a Lindy Hopper?
So my first foray into swing dancing, my parents recently moved out of their house, and we had a bunch of 8mm films watch, and or we had to take them, but we wanted to watch them, have a movie night and watch them. And there's a video of me, this is in the late 1980s, early 1990s. There's a song called Swing the Mood by Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. It's basically a mashup of swing and rockabilly and early rock and roll songs. I assume you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get the idea. Those are always pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And I'm absolutely in this film grooving out to it. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that in the dances that we do, like Lindy Hop and Charleston and blues, there's a pulse. Mm. It's not just you're standing there. It's like your body is pulsing, and the pulse originates in your core. And in this video, I'm pulsing as I'm dancing around.
Awesome.
And I'm like, it seems so natural for this music. Like you don't even need to be told to do it. So that was the main thing. And then in the late 90s came the swing revival.
Yep.
And I was old enough to be down with the revival, but not old enough to be going to clubs to actually do the dancing. Because from what I understand, it was like mainstream popular at that time. So I loved the music, but was too young to go out dancing. But I found swing dancing, obviously, like later in my life.
Right.
That's my story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your present story on dance, you sort of alluded to it. You're still messing around with some. Ballet. Ballet.
Yeah. I've been doing ballet to supplement my skating, and it has. I know where you're going with this. It has really informed, cross-cultural conversation between Lindy Hop and ballet in my mind.
It's cross training.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It all forms of dance. The more you do, the more you realize they boil down to quicks and slows, where you put them, and using your core to make the movement.
Yeah.
So,
and it's just a heck of a lot of fun too.
It is so much fun. It is so much fun.
And the last bit for this part of the show in terms of dance and so on and your personal journey is, where do you guys think you'll be in another 5 years? Another still Lindy Hopping, another style of dance? Where do you see your dance, that part of your life being in, say, 5 years?
For me, definitely still Lindy Hopping, still doing bal, blues, Charleston, all that jazz, and I would like to do some more competing. I did a couple of mix and matches the last year or so, and I would love to do more of them. Mm. Yeah. Oh, and going to more exchanges, of course. more exchanges.
So if you keep pursuing the ballet stuff, just for curiosity, do they have the same sort of thing going on? Can you go to a pilot ballet camp somewhere? Is that how ballet's organized?
From what I understand, there are some like adult intensives that you can go to. Okay. And basically once you know basically what you're doing, you can jump into a class. Hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yourself, Mark, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, I was warned that you're going to ask this question and like just returning to dancing post pandemic. I mean, that was 2022. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah. And that was only 4 years ago. So now you're asking me to project 5 years into the future. So
don't worry about the five, just in the future. I mean, it could be tomorrow, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely still be dancing.
Yeah.
Like for me, enjoying the dancing is very much rooted in enjoying the music. So like I'll stop dancing the day I hate swing music, which will be never.
Right.
So,
yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, you got a little itch to do some Latin stuff or some other types of dance. Now that you got the, you're really into the Lindy Hop?
Yeah, I am. So when I started, I was one of those people with, like, quote unquote, two left feet. Dancing does not come naturally to me. Fortunately, I have a passion for the dance and the music, so that makes me work at it. Mm. But I learned fairly slowly, and it's not easy for me. So I want to concentrate on getting good at the dances I do versus venturing out to new dances.
There's some really interesting variations on swing dance. I tell a friend of mine, and just talking with you guys about locally, there's a pair of people singing tomorrow night, and they are supporters of the Bell Folk group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Bell Folk, if you go online, is a partner dance of some sort, but Bell, that says Balboa to me. I'm not too sure. Is that?
Yeah,
you checked it out, didn't you? What do you think about that?
I did. I don't think it's related to Balboa. Named for like the Balboa Peninsula in California, where a dance by that name originated. I'm not an expert in this.
Me neither.
These kind of dances.
It's just funny how it seems like
There's tons of social dancing everywhere, whether partnered or with more people or solo. Like it's absolutely a thing. Mm-hmm. I remember going to Kaylee's at Victoria Park.
Fun. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Those are fun. You guys do that? That's a real fun afternoon evening.
Yeah, the last one I've been to was probably over 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But
because there's a very active group in town, they still put that on once a month, I think.
There is,
So good. Well, if anything comes up, we'll keep rolling along with our show here. And if anything comes up, we'll come back and circle back to these things in the fourth section of our show. Okay, let's cross our fingers and try if we get this next song to play. And let's go through the motions here. I think the internet's all pooched up and we're just checking stuff. And I'm reading here Amy Winehouse. This is your choice.
This is my choice.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Amy Winehouse and why you like it.
This Amy Winehouse in general is special to me because of a dear friend who passed away when I was in university. She really got me into Amy and all of her music. And then probably about 2021, I had an opportunity to put together a skating program to Back to Black.
Uh-huh.
And it was the program that I took to my first competitions as an adult skater.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a soft spot for this song.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Let's cross our fingers and press the go button, see what happens. Looks like about 10 seconds we're getting. Okay, let's listen to a song by Charlie Christian called Till Tom Special. We'll be right back. Stay locked in. Thanks for listening in tonight. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mel from Grand Valley, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening tonight. You could be doing a lot of things on a Wednesday night besides listening to our show. And really appreciate your listening to the story show. And if you want to just have a question for our guest, just fire off the question to our. Of course, I can't get the chat feature because the internet's all pooched, so forget that. Might be on your device.
I'm trying to load it.
Okay. But we shall see what happens. You can post your questions, or I think we have some listeners who are actually in contact with our guests tonight, so maybe they have a question for us. And you can ask them what our favorite color is. I don't know. We're available for that now. This is the first part of our show. This is the part where we just want to kind of circle back a wee bit and see if there's some topics that we want to talk about again and just see where the conversation goes. It doesn't really have a set agenda for this segment. So we started off our show tonight with some music. We got some great tunes from our guests and some stories about it. Then we found a little bit about a Christmas get-together with a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then we played another song. We got to talk to these guys about, you know, what they do and jobs and hobbies and stuff like that. Is anything you want to add to it, Mark? You're still playing piano? Are you going to think about taking up the baritone sax or something?
I got to get better at the piano. Unfortunately, me playing it has been an on and off thing for the past little while. Mm. So I'm making more of an effort these days to play. Yeah. I mean, the main issue before was that, dance is physical activity. And in the case of swing dancing, like, it's very vigorous physical activity, whereas the piano is just me sitting at a chair. Mm. So if I only have a certain amount of time for recreation, I'm going to prioritize dance because I want the physical activity.
The activity. Yeah.
So unfortunately, music had to become put in second place here.
But it's still a part.
I'm trying to put in the effort to make it more a bigger part of my life now. Yeah.
Anything you want to add to your story? Did I ask you about? Did you go jogging? You go jogging, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Rock climbing, is that a thing?
I haven't actually tried that yet. Yeah. I really want to, but I haven't tried that yet at all. We are at the gym about 2 or 3 days a week.
That's lots.
We've actually figured out our favorite form of cardio is practicing dance. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So we make sure to get in some dance practice every time the area in the gym is free. And
so, do you bring your music along on one of your devices here?
Bring along some music. Yeah. Mark has a giant repository of every class he's ever taken.
Mm-hmm.
Every dance move he has ever learned.
Nice.
So we go through and we practice some of those.
Yeah.
It's great fun. I'm sure we look like some of the craziest people in the gym in our workout clothes and our dance shoes, but we're having fun.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of people looking and thinking, boy, I wish I could do that.
Also,
to be fair, though, this is the Kitchener-Waterloo Skating Club gym.
Yeah.
So, like, these are figure skaters and their families, not just, like, the general public. So it's less weird for them.
It's a good fit. I mean, figure skating and skating, mm-hmm. ta-da, same word. So that's a good deal. And you know what? If you're out there doing that like that, you know, we've got some other couples in our group of at Hepcat Swing that they really, just like you guys, regularly practice. You
mm-hmm.
know? The regular practice has made a huge difference in our dancing. If I were to say, like, the two things that have made the biggest shift in my dancing has been the regular practice and going to exchanges.
Yeah.
and dancing with other people, dancing with dancers better than you, turns you into a better dancer.
And of course, when you go to an exchange, you're extra special, polite to people.
Oh, that helps a lot too. You that a lot, too.
You know, you're a lot more in the moment there and not having to.
Yeah.
I mean, which is good. I mean, it matures you as a dancer. I mean, that's, you get to know the different.
And again, you learn different things from different dancers, different classes, different teachers. One of the biggest things that I learned was, like, just channel your inner Norma. Like, once you start dancing and having fun with it and just exude confidence, then you're a better dancer for it. You have better dances because of it.
You know, a few brain cells just went off in my head. I just realized I want to ask you guys, I want to circle back to the beginning of the show, which is a golden record. And just a quick review, folks, on the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecrafts, which are now, believe it or not, one Earth day away from this planet.
Yeah.
Just amazing technology for something that went up in 1977. Just
that's
crazy.
Right.
And the roots of that was, so why did they put the messages on there? And they, Carl Sagan and his bunch thought, you know, we're human, and it'd be impolite not to say hello. And sort of like, at some level, we all just want to, you know, help other people or get help if we need it type thing.
Yeah.
How you doing? And that sort of thing. Hey, you guys, do you think, if you had a message to intelligent life in the universe, you got your own thing, but do you think music and dance is a sign of intelligent life in the universe? There was a movie about it. Remember that movie they had with the saucer and then it played music?
I don't think it's a sign of inintelligent life.
Okay.
Like, if that makes any sense.
Like, isn't music, but it's mathematical, right?
And everything creates sound waves.
Right.
So putting those sound waves in a pleasant way, there is logic behind it, too.
I may not know all the language in the world, but I can tell music in another culture.
Exactly.
It sort of has a universality to it of some sort.
Exactly.
I'm really, Mark, I'm glad you've looked at, thought about the mathematical parts of music. So, one of the premises of intelligent life in the universe is that mathematics is the standard. You know, the hydrogen molecule is...
That's right, yes.
So... Do you feel like going for a leap of faith here and tell us of the connection between music and mathematics and maybe it's universal?
Yeah. And the hydrogen thing you just mentioned, I think that's inscribed on the Voyager spacecraft too and some other part of it.
And the Pioneers too.
Oh, the Pioneers too. Yes. Yeah. Like that's a music and math, that's a big topic. So... I don't know if we have enough time to cover it all this evening.
We have time for like about 2 or 3 minutes. So if you want to kick the can around a little bit, that'd be great.
Yeah, I absolutely didn't prepare for this.
Nope.
Do you want to go first? Or?
You have it.
Oh, I'm... Okay.
I know there's a lot to it. I'm not too sure... Where's a good step-off place for it, but where else in nature and in science do you hear mathematical sequences like that? Like quasars have a certain pulse to them and so on.
Yeah.
You have to save this for another show. I can tell.
He's thinking really hard. Trying to find the right words.
You are just really putting a big effort in here, Mark. I really appreciate it. But I think the basic tenet has some validity.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a connection. It's just,
So that's good. Okay. So we're moving along quite smartly here, and we want to wrap up this show in about 5 minutes so we can let our database... do some stuff on our broadcast. Hopefully it's working too, although our internet seems to be down, so I'm not too sure what's going to happen next. We never know. It's going to be scary. Let's move into what would be our last song, and you can tell us about it. We'll try it. We'll try to play it for as long as it goes. Yeah. We believe that there's the beginning of those songs stuck in the buffer on this thing, the memory. So All you're going to hear tonight is maybe the first 10 seconds of each song. With all that, all that going on, tell us about this next song, please.
So this song is Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. It is one of my favorite Stevie Wonder songs. So long story short, my dad grew up on Motown. Therefore, I grew up on Motown. And I feel like Sir Duke is a perfect encapsulation of Stevie talking about his jazz forefathers and foremothers.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
All right, just try it.
Let's go.
Zoom, zoom. Here we go. Let's play something here from Buster Smith. This is Kansas City Riffs. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to just fade that out because we have 5 more minutes to go and we want to do a few things. Let's get my guests to help me out here. Who wants to do the station promo before we get any farther along?
Sure. So this is Victoria. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Ooh. You know what? I got to turn your microphone on. Do that again.
This is Victoria. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Oh, just like we practice. Mark, please give that a go. Be so kind.
Hi, this is Mark, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
See, he saw you do it. He really rolled that off nicely there.
There we go.
Okay. Next thing you want to do is, before we get out of here, is just ask our guests what's next for them. So, hey, you guys, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, if you like? What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
2 hours, definitely going home, having some tea and getting ready for bed. Mm-hmm. Maybe assess if we have any tree limbs down in our backyard.
Yeah.
2 days. Yeah. Just some hanging out, I think. Some more dancing, some more dance practice. Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Not sure yet. A couple months. We have, at least between now and the end of the year, have a few more dance
events we want to attend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Planned.
So likely the next one we're going to do is one in Chicago. It's called the Great Lakes Balboa Escape.
Okay.
It's dedicated to the swing dance Balboa. And I think Victoria and I went first in 2023, I think.
Yeah.
And we took the beginner crash course. We more or less learned it over there, and we've been back ever since. It's a great event. So, yeah. And I'm always trying to look forward to the next dance event. So that's the one I'm looking forward to
very
now.
Very nice. Is that before Christmas?
No, it's at the end of the month.
End of the month. Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, and then the one after that will likely be in Montreal, CCX, Cat's Corner Exchange. It's a huge exchange. People from all over, at least the eastern part of Canada and the U.S., all go to Montreal, celebrate Halloween, and swing dance in good time.
All right, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you have a good schedule going on. I'm hoping myself to get out to see Seaside Shimmy in Halifax.
Yeah.
Yes, that's on our calendar, too.
Is it?
It is. So we might go, too. That sounds like a good one, too.
Yeah, and it's this nice time you just get away and check that place out. Prices are nice out of Breslau. That's great. Oh, yeah. My goodness. So, well, that's good. And, okay, 20 years?
20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a long time. I don't know. We have half-hearted dreams of retiring to Montreal and dancing our twilight years away.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say what will happen?
Yeah,
there's a song title in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You want to add anything to the 2 days, 2 months, 2 years, Mark, on what comes to mind?
I think Victoria got the gist of it, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Well, look, this is super duper, you guys. We're doing just peachy here. We got about 3 minutes to go, and I know we've got the system's supposed to produce some advertisements, so we're going to call it a night here. Hey, thank you. Thanks for coming in and tell us your dance story. My apologies, we couldn't have the computer working to play those songs, but love to have your description of those songs, so that's good.
For sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
And with that, folks, we'll see you in another maybe 24 hours or 7 days. And we'll, if I have guests in the studio, if not, you can listen to our show here online on our webpage. So with that, take care, folks. Stay safe and keep on dancing.
Yep.
All right. Bye for now.
See you.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.